Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Pawsenmore Animal Shelter in Washington, about their upcoming holiday open house. Pawsenmore has an open house coming up pretty quickly. Can you let us know what this is?
Yes, Pawsenmore's open house is an annual event that we have at the shelter. We have goodies for sale and items to purchase. And our biggest hope during the holiday time is that people will just come in and visit all of the adoptable animals and bring us gifts for them if they're not able to adopt. So we hope to find everybody homes for the holidays.
And what are some of the gifts that you're hoping to receive for the animals that are in the shelter?
Well, some of our biggest needs on our wish list are surprisingly our toys. We need items to keep these guys happy and healthy while they're in our care. And Nestle Purina is so good to us that every year we have enough food donated to our shelter that we're actually able to have a food program where we can help people in need. So food is not our number one need, and our biggest need is probably toys outside of the monetary donations to help towards their medical expenses. And just scratching posts, you know, catnip for the kitties, all those fun enrichment extra items that make their life more full on a day-to-day basis. Because those are items that we really can't buy, and so we do rely heavily on those fun items to get donated.
And having those toys, does that help the animals cope when they're in a situation like that?
Well, it does. It helps them redirect their fear or frustration, you know, especially a very hyperactive dog. If we can give them an interactive toy to keep their mind off of, you know, the fact that they're sitting in a cage. And, you know, while we have volunteers and our staff, you know, we sure try to exercise these guys throughout the day, and they do get out of their kennels, but it's definitely not adequate. So, you know, these guys really need to be kept busy and to help keep their minds off of things to help them engaged and not be frustrated or upset. And sometimes it does help with the fearful animals as well. And, you know, some items that are really easy and inexpensive that a lot of people probably have around their homes are baby toys, believe it or not. Those stuffed animals that they make for babies are really ideal for dogs. They're safe, and the material is usually kind of crumbly and attractive to dogs and or cats, actually. We have little baby kittens. We have them snuggle up to a stuffed animal if they're by themselves and they're not with the litter, so that provides comfort as well for them. And even the rings, the LinkedIn rings together for babies that you might see hanging on a car seat or crib, those are really great to hang in our cat cages for the cats as well. And they're so inexpensive. And most people, like I said, have those items just laying around their house if they're not using them anymore.
Yeah, that's a nice way to recycle some things that might be at home.
Yeah.
And talking about the potential for adopting an animal during the holidays, because it'd be great to give them all a home, what are some things people and families should keep in mind before they consider adopting a cat or a dog?
Well, one of the big things that we do want to highlight for adoption this year is all of our felines are 50% off. So we are doing half-price cat adoptions for the holiday season. And so the adoption fee is only $50. And the second biggest thing is to always consider, can you financially afford this pet? You know, we don't ever want anybody to get an animal and to have it become a financial burden, or they realize that their schedule does not allow the time for that animal. So while this adoption fee is very affordable, they do need to consider the long-term care that the animal may need. Veterinary care annually can be hundreds of dollars, you know, if your pet ends up with special needs, or just routine vaccinations and, you know, responsible ownership can be a few hundred dollars at minimum every year to expect. So, yeah, it, you know, making sure you have enough time and everybody in the family is in agreement and has time to, you know, bond with that animal, and everybody wants the pet is really important as well.
And is this open house a good time to come see some of the animals that are up for adoption?
It is. Everybody will be showcased, and we'll have extra information about all the kitties, and we'll have plenty of staff to help, you know, unite everybody with their best match. That's our other goal. You know, we want to make sure it's a compatible animal. You know, maybe someone in the family has fallen in love with a really, really hyper little kitten. Well, that's not really what the family is compatible for. Maybe they need the two-year-old kitty that's going to be more of a lap cat, and that's going to be more everybody's speed. So we'll have lots of staff and volunteers available to help unite everybody and make good matches for everyone.
And can you remind us when this open house is?
So our holiday open house will be December 3rd from 12 to 4. It's the first Saturday in December. So hopefully everybody can come out and enjoy some goodies and meet all the adoptable animals and hopefully help us get everybody home for the holidays.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amber Talbot, Director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.